bb18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. This morning, the global cues are mixed. So the Dow was up 95 points, while the Nasdaq snapped a four-day winning streak to end lower by nearly 0.5%. But broadly, you would say US markets are resilient despite rising Omicron cases. Take a look at these numbers. 4.1 million COVID cases in the United States in December so far, which compares with 2.54 million in the month of November. That means COVID cases are sharply up. Despite that, the S&P 500 is up close to about 4.8% for the month of December. In fact, equity markets showed resilience, but so did the other asset classes. Take a look at crude prices. Crude markets are also betting that Omicron will only prove to be a temporary hit to demand. So Brent crude prices have risen to $79.3 per barrel. Indian markets too echoed that sentiment. We ended in the positive for the second consecutive day yesterday. Yesterday, Indian markets were up close to about 0.9%. The S&X 50 is suggesting a mildly lower start. The FIs bought 207 crore in the cash market. This is the first buy figure by the FIs in the month of December. So far in December, they've sold about 34,000 crore in the cash market. But again, wouldn't read too much into these figures towards the year end. The DIIs bought 567 crore in cash. Stocks to keep on your radar. One will be, many of these unlocked themes like the cinema exhibitors like PVR, INOX, which were under pressure yesterday after the Delhi restrictions came to the fore. So these stocks will be kept on the radar. Keep your eye out on dine-in, on restaurants, on hotels. These could continue to see, some sluggishness given the overall consumer sentiment has been hit. Keep your eye out on pharma names like Sun Pharma, Cipla, Dr. Reddy's, Torrent. MSD India has signed a licensing agreement with 8 companies for the manufacture of Monupiravir, which is the anti-COVID-19 pill. Amara Raja has said they will be investing 10 million euros to manufacture EV batteries. So they will be investing in InnoBat Auto. M&M has also indicated that they will sell 49% stake in Mahindra Subaki for 59 crore. Mazdao Dock has declared an interim dividend of 7 rupees 10 paise. Raymond will be forming a new step-down subsidiary called 10X Realty for expansion, and they will be investing 150 crore in that. Keep your eye on COVID cases. They continue to rise. Overall, India has recorded 717 Omicron cases in India. In Mumbai city, the number has been sharply higher. It's at 1,377. So that continues to stay a worry. So mask up, stay safe, stay indoors. With that, I'm going to wrap up on this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. It was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.